What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Bad Podcast. Brad, what are we talking about today, brother? Besides these awesome spectacles,
we hey, got the Blu-ray specs on, man. I gotta look the part, baby. I gotta look the part.
I love it, man.
I got a good quote from Oprah Winfrey: "Breathe, let go, and remind yourself that this very moment is the only one you know you have for sure."
Big O, dropping the breadcrumbs, baby. I love it.
And I'm chasing.
All right, let's get it, man. Let's have a good one.
Hey, good job, guys. Good job. Mental battles. Mental battles.
Hey, man. Eat your meal for life, baby.
What up, what up, what up? See, I took mine off already. Mine were a little dirty. So
hey, I'm gonna skip to the did you know segment. I can't see my hand right here. If I don't have my glasses on, I can't see my hand. I'm gonna there keep these babies on.
There we go, Brad.
I'll be talking like this and hey everybody, good to see you.
Brad is officially legally blind without his glasses. We got it. Man. So listen, bro, super excited to be back here another week. Man, excited about what we got going on with this podcast and all the feedback, man. And like we do, we want to read a couple of the comments. The first one says, "Such a great episode that definitely hits home. Watching this during Blitz Week, and I am for sure needed the
fill in the blank
recalibration before next week because I am my own accountability partner. Ready to hit next week with new goals." So shout out to you. Glad we're able to inspire you during Blitz Week. Yeah. If you're watching this, this is the Monday that you can sign up for E2M. E2M is live. If you never heard of E2M, go to E2M.com and check it out. One more quote said, "Yes, definitely me trying to teach myself to think differently. This podcast is really helpful." So shout out to y'all, man. Drop in the comments. We appreciate all the love. We really do appreciate it. Continue to do that. Continue to share. So, B, let's talk about it, man. Miss Oprah Winfrey with a fire quote, man. And let's chop it up. Let's get into it.
Yeah. So, yeah, everybody knows that we pre-record these podcasts. And today's Monday, right? Today's Monday. It's day one of a brand new E2M 8-week challenge. So, we're going to tie all of this together. We're going to tie the quote in together. We're going to tie the nightly message in together. And we're going to put it all together. So, you know, today's a day where nearly 10,000 people will embark on a journey, right? They're trying to change their life. All right. One of the biggest steps, one of the first steps is allowing yourself to believe in the person you are today and free yourself of who you were yesterday. And I think a lot of times what happens is we get so distracted on our past failures and our past victories and that past, just our past self in general, that we forget to focus on what's right in front of us. And that essentially sums up what Oprah's quote was talking about. You know, you have this moment and that's the only thing that you know. That's the only thing that you know that you have is this moment. And you have to be able to relish in that moment and be present.
Yeah, no, that's fire, man. You know, it's easier said than done, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
We, you know, even myself, you know, found myself dwelling on, and I'm glad you mentioned both victories and losses, you know, dwelling on, you know, something in the past. And this, you know, this is a new 8 weeks for those returning E2M clients and for those that are new to the podcast, new to E2M. You know, the thing about embarking on something new, like Brad mentioned, you know, you have to have that idea that I haven't done this before, because this was my issue. B, I was like, is this something else I've done? Like, is this like P90X? Is this like the other fella? Is this like this? You know, when you start, and especially with E2M, I can't speak for all the other guys, but when you start with us, this is nothing like you ever experienced. And so you have to have that open mind to be able to step into this moment And like kind of like Oprah said, man, take that breath and relish where you are right now, man. So definitely, you know, right back on your piggyback on that. Mm-hmm.
Sure. Yeah. You talk about an open mind, Dwayne. That's one of the biggest elements here is so many people have this closed mindset where they think, I've only been able to run for 5 minutes without stopping. Well, that may have been 2 years ago. That may have been 10 years ago. All right. You're too focused on who you were, and you're not allowing yourself an opportunity to be present, to be right here, and allow yourself that growth aspect. I had a conversation with a lady this morning, a lady that I work with. She asked me, she says, are you that E2M guy? I said, I'm that E2M guy. And, you know, people see my picture on the big screen and all that. Are you that E2M guy? Yes, I'm that guy. But she said, I was looking into it one time. And a couple of years ago, and I didn't do it because I didn't like some of the vegetables or something along those lines. And I said, well, you have to be open-minded because, you know, when you take on a challenge, say like a fitness nutrition challenge like this, like you can't shackle yourself to limiting what you consume, limiting what you can produce. You know, you have to get out there and have an open mind and say, I will try X, Y, and Z. You know, there's no way. She said she tried it for a day. There's no way she tried every vegetable on that list in one day. Okay. Maybe she doesn't like green beans. Maybe she doesn't like broccoli. Maybe she doesn't like asparagus. Maybe she doesn't like red peppers. Okay. But you allow yourself that open mind and say, I'll try.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll try. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then we start to make these decisions that push us along that journey. And then all of a sudden we're 10 days in and we're still going. Mm-hmm, we're 20 days mm-hmm. in, we're still going, we're 30 days in, we're still going, we're 2 years in, like my man Eddie, we're two and a half years in, and we're still going. Why? Because we have an open mind. We're allowing ourselves to be present. We're not worried about the past, you know, and you said it, Dwayne, we're not worried about those past failures, but also we're not being consumed by those past victories. The past success is the only thing that's scarier than past failures. That's the thing that's scarier than past failure. Past failures.
No, for sure, man, for sure. But I want to go back. I like that direction, but I want to go back a little bit because, you know, speaking of that lady, my older cousin, but pretty much I call him my brother. We call each other brothers, known each other all our lives. He joined E2M. Before he joined, he was like, you know, what vegetables on that list? He said, yeah. I said, what vegetables do you like? He said, I think I like corn and a salad, and that's about it. I was like, for real? He's like, yeah, man, I don't like vegetables. I said, okay, do me this favor, man. I said, just try it, bro. Like, you know, I even threw in a little money incentive because he's a truck driver. I said, bro, if you're not satisfied with your results, I will refund you your money personally. Like, I'll pay it out of my own pocket.
Yeah.
Fast forward, bro, week 7. He called me and said, hey, can you believe I'm driving down this road eating asparagus straight out of like raw, just like.
I don't know about the raw boy. I don't know about asparagus, but hey, all the power to you.
he was eating asparagus. He was like, I never in my life have I done this, man. But it was having an open mind, man. He trusted me enough. And he took the steps, and he every couple of days, his wife was like, can you believe it? He eating green beans? Can you believe it? He eating pepper? You know, like he was just, his list was growing as he went on, man. So big shout out to my big bro, Terry, man.
Big shout out.
Baby. Yeah, man. Big shout out to him, man. Cause I watched him go from corn and maybe a salad to riding down the road eating asparagus, man. But to go back to what you're talking about, man, when it comes to, you know, those wins, because we talked about this in previous episode, you know, you finishing an Ironman, you know, me accomplishing a lot of goals, you know, and how that moment kind of will cause you to pause. It'll cause you to freeze up. And, you know, not saying you can't enjoy the victory, you know, because, you know, we after the game, you enjoy the victory. Yeah. But it's the NBA. There's 100+ games. You can't you can't jump up and Michael Jordan fist bump after every win. You know what I mean? Right. You got to come back the next night and play again, man. Yeah. So your fitness journey is like I say, it's like the NBA, man. You just give everybody a high five, hit the locker room, and get back to work.
Yeah, it's a 365-day season, Dwayne. And,
yes, sir.
You know, you absolutely can celebrate with the big massive goals that you achieve, but you can't. It has to be short lived. You know, you reach something like a Ironman or a marathon or a weight loss goal or something like that, or maybe it's a business decision that you've made or a personal relationship goal that you've met. You know, you celebrate. But then you ask yourself, what's next? And yep. And that's what takes those greats, you know, the Michael Jordans, the Tiger Woods. That's what takes those greats from just that mediocre to that level of greatness, because they don't sit and relish in their past victories, man. Hey, that was a good win. What's next? All right. Mm-hmm. And then that's one of those things that you have to remind yourself on a daily basis, that this opportunity that I have right directly in front of me is the only thing that matters. Whatever happened yesterday doesn't matter. Whatever past victories I have, whatever past failures I have, they essentially don't matter. What I have right directly in front of me is the only thing that I should have complete focus on.
Yeah, no, that's spot on, bro. That's we have to, you know, and that's how we continue to grow. That's how we continue to progress. And especially, you know, like we're talking about embarking on a brand new journey. This is a brand new thing, man. You know, whatever you did last round, if you're OG, whatever you did in the past, if you're new to the program, hey, that was cool. That was great.
Yeah, you set the bar.
Yeah. Yep. Let's push off from there, man. Let's make it a starting block, not a stumbling block.
I like that. I like that, man. And maybe that should be the title of this podcast. I like that. You know, be the starting block, not the stumbling block. I like that, man. But you know, one of the things that I try to preach in all of my classes, all right, because what happens a lot of times is people cut themselves short. You know, people cut themselves short because they tell themselves they can't do something today because they couldn't do it yesterday. They cut themselves short. I'm not asking you to be an expert. I'm not asking you to be perfect. All right. I'm just telling you to believe in your abilities and try your hardest. That's going to be enough. If you try your absolute hardest, that's going to be enough. If you're focused on this moment, that's going to be enough. You don't have to worry about what happened on a Tuesday. You don't have to worry about what happened on a Sunday. You don't have to worry about what happened on a Friday. Okay. Be right here. Mm-hmm. Be right here. Stay focused right here. And this is the only thing that you can control. I'm one of the worst guys when it comes to staying focused. You know, we talked about my Ironman. Like I rode that high for 3-4 months, man. I'm an Ironman. Well, all of a sudden I was starting to see my fitness slip away, my mindset slip away. You know, I got weak, man. I got vulnerable. Yep. And, you know, it kind of took me way back, but, you know, same thing with failure. If I lose a hockey game, we had a playoff hockey game this past Sunday and, we lost and still a little bit bitter.
Yeah.
But you can't sit there and dwell on those past failures or past victories. You have to be able to bounce back. And that's something that's difficult to obtain. And I think one of the answers to that is, make small goals every day. Those mile markers we talk about, make small goals every day and just make sure that you can cross those tasks off on a daily basis. Get a gallon of water in. Eat 2 meals with some green vegetables. You know, get out of bed at 5 a.m. Get out of bed at 5 a.m. See how well you do at 5 a.m. All right, man, it's an amazing thing when you can start your day off early and on 2 feet, you know, just on the right foot.
Yeah, no, that's fire, man. So my mentality, I played corner in high school. So, you know, I have a short term memory when it comes to losses.
Got it.
You know, that's something they teach you as a corner. You know, you get beat on the play, you can't put your head down because there's another play coming.
Yeah.
You know, so that's been my approach to losses. You know, it does sting in the moment, but I try to keep that short term memory, man. Like, hey, it's over. You know, there ain't nothing I can do about it. Ain't nothing I can change about it. I just keep moving, man. And that's kind of been my approach. And then also kind of a eureka moment for me and this is for people that, you know, complain, you know, because a lot of times we either complain or we point the finger or we make excuses. A eureka moment for me was I forgot who it was. It might have been a commentator, but he said, "I've never seen a ref change his call because somebody went and talked to him."
Yeah,
I was like, "Bro, like when I heard that, like I went like that." Just changed my whole mindset. Like everything was like the lights came on. I was like, why am I going to complain? Why am I making an excuse? It's not going to change anything. Only thing is going to change is the time frame I just spent doing it. But when I can be, you know, doing something productive, man. Yeah. So those are kind of two things that you can kind of think about, you know, if it was a loss, forget about it.
Yep.
You know, if you did have things, you know, kids, life, whatever, don't complain about it. Don't even waste your time. Just keep moving forward, man. So that's kind of my two approaches on that kind of thing.
Yeah. Control what you can control, right?
Yes.
Way too many times, man, we're worried about what he's doing. I can't control what he's doing. I'm worried about what she's doing. I can't control what she's doing. I'm worried about the traffic. I can't control the traffic. I can't control the weather. I can't control the outcome of my work day. But what I can control is my actions. Yep. I can control my actions. And I preach that to my kids on a daily basis. And for anybody that doesn't know, I'm a K-12 physical education teacher. So I preach to my kids all day long. Because I got teenagers. Man, I got teenagers.
That's all you got to say.
Yeah. They'll walk through the door, you know, moping. I'm like, hey, it's a great day. What's going on? Oh, you know, it's raining out. Yeah, but I can't control that. I can't. Nope. But what I can control is how I am productive in that day, how I respond to adversity in that day, how I take on those actions in that day. That's the only thing I can control, Dwayne.
That's right.
I'm not worried about the weather. I'm not worried about, my lunch fell on the floor. I'll buy another one.
I'd be bummed a little bit, though. Ain't going front.
Rewind, take that bit out.
If it's my lunch, especially if it's an E2M kitchen meal, could I?
No doubt. That's going to be some good stuff. Yeah, buddy. Yep. No, hey, before I forget this, and I want to jump right to the end of this podcast because you said something about an official, and I had this great pitch for the Do You Know segment. So I want to jump to the end, Dwayne.
Let's do it.
Do the thing, man. Do the thing.
Do the thing. Here we go. Let me get my mouse right. Hold on. You cut me off guard. All right. What's the do you know moment?
So I had to jump to this because I'm one of those guys that like chases squirrels all, you know, I'm like that dog that chases squirrels. So if I didn't bring this up right now, I would totally forget. You talked about an official. Okay. And I umpired baseball for 21 years. I was a very good umpire. I did several high school playoff games throughout my career, All-Stars. I mean, almost every year after I was 16 years old, I was doing All-Stars at elite levels. I did some college ball. I did some professional baseball. I even had a chance to do a World Series. So do you know, I was in a World Series. I got to umpire a World Series, got to do the championship game. It was awesome. But you know, you talk about that officiating. I've dealt with parents, I've dealt with players, I've dealt with coaches. Oh, you've got to be kidding me. You're terrible and you gotta change that call. I'm not nope. changing my call. This is what I saw. This is what I saw. I called him out, I called him safe. Like that's what I called. Like you said, man, like and it, oh my goodness, dude. I could go down a deep dark path on this because I'm going to. So You're up to bat, and you have three strikes before you strike out. You got three strikes. First strike, I call it a strike. Kid, oh, you got to be kidding me. Right then and there, he's out of the game.
He's out.
He's out done. Of the game mentally because he has defeated himself. Yep. He's allowed himself for an external factor to consume his actions.
Yep.
All right, so he's up there with one strike, and he's mad about the first strike. Second strike, he just takes a wild cut out of control. He's out of control. He's not thinking. His mind's not there. Why? Because he let an external factor control his actions in that moment. All right, then strike three comes, and boom, he strikes out. Those two strikes had nothing to do with me.
Nope.
But it all started with me because he allowed allowed me to creep into his mind. He allowed me to consume all of the thoughts and all the actions that he had in that batter's box. And the same thing with a coach. I've seen it, I don't know, 100 times where a coach will be furious about one call. And then there's four or five plays that go by and he's missed two or three crucial points in the game because he was so consumed with that past bad call.
Yep.
I'm not changing my call. Move on.
Nope.
And that's how we have to pursue life. That's how we have to pursue fitness. You had a bad day. Move on. You had a bad hour. Move on.
Yep.
Like it's as simple as that. And you know, it sounds so simple to say it, but you know, like I said, man, you have control of everything that you do in a day. Whether you're having a bad day or a great day, just take control of your actions and put good quality things in your life. And intentionally, man, we talk about being intentional.
Yeah.
Intentionally.
Yes. I love it, man. I love it. Because I, you know, before that moment, I was a pretty good referee debater. I was pretty good at it, you know. I had them thinking for a second because my approach is different. Like, I didn't yell. Yeah. I didn't argue. I was really like, hey, man, like, you know, that kind of looked like, you know. But it never changed. Never. As sweet as I – because I'm very convinced, and I used to be in recruiting.
Yeah.
As sweet as I made it, he might have even agreed with me, but he's not going to change the call.
Right.
Because I even had that happen this weekend in my daughter game. There was 3 seconds left, and they inbound the ball. Nobody touched the ball, and the buzzer went off. And I said, excuse me, sir. don't just buzz it. Don't the clock start when somebody touched the ball? Yeah, you're right. You're right. Oh, well, okay. All right. Have a good day.
Sayonara. Yep.
But yeah, so that everything we're talking about, man, it all lines up. And I guess I'll throw a do you know in there as well, because I actually have. So I've never been – I'm not on Brad's level of World Series, you know, but – when I studied phys ed in school, I did get certified as a referee, and I did some football and some basketball, rec league, of course.
But no, only in rec league.
Yeah, man. So
no only. There's no only in rec league. The rec league's harder than any other league, man.
Because
everybody's going from rec league to the big league. They're going from rec league to the NBA, from rec league to the NFL.
I see it, man. Yes, sir. But no, man, this is dope, bro. Great way to end it. So glad that we can come together, man, and just talk stuff through, man. Just give people pointers. I think a lot of people are going to get a lot out of it, man. Just letting go, starting where you are right now, moving forward, man. And so anything you want to say before we hit that exit button?
Hey, use that baseline for a start line, not a stumble line.
Yes, sir. Let's get it.